Hello again, everybody. Today is day 10 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories, and we are 10 days in to reading Anne Voskamp's book, Unwrapping the Greatest Gift. Today's story is called 10 Love Rules. So you ready to get reading our story? I'm ready. God knew you could get the biggest, grandest gift you can imagine, but you would never feel happiness tingling in your toes. Happiness like a blanket wrapping around you warm, unless you had him. So, God called his people close, and the people came close to the foot of a mountain, just so they could see the heart of God. God took a flat stone and scratch the words of his love right into the rock. Can you imagine a love like that? So deep that it could write its love right into rocks? 10 times God wrote it out, how he would love you and how he wanted you to love him. You may have heard what he wrote 10 times. You may have heard God's love called the 10 Commandments. The 10 Commandments are more than God saying, here are my rules, you need to do this. They're actually God saying, here is my real love for you. So God wrote his love right into the rock, saying to his people, just like a man might tell a bride at their wedding, here, I take you to be mine, and you will be the one that I will love more than anything. So have nothing in your life that you love more than me. Here, I give you my name, my very name, to make you mine. So please don't say my name without love. Here, I want nothing more than to spend time with you, holy time, just for you and me. So set apart one day every week for you and me to enjoy together. Here, I love you, special one. So don't want what others have, because I will give you what you need. Don't lie, because my forever love for you means you never have to be afraid of telling the truth. So don't steal from others, because I promise I will always, always give you what you need. So don't murder anybody in anger, because my love for you will always soothe away any anger. Here, I love you with an unconditional, unbeatable, unfailing, unending, unwrappable love. So let's live out of our love. All through the commandments, God etches in the stone, like a whisper, I am the Lord your God. The Lord your God, the Lord your God, you are mine, you are mine, make me yours. And a bit like at a wedding, the people of God heard God's love and they said, yes, 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 you are ours. And all this we will do, we do, we do, we do. God gives his beautiful people this great gift, these 2 tablets of stone with this forever love that he wrote with his very own finger. God gives the 10 Commandments as more than a rules to follow. He gives them as real love to feel. But God knew that we would fail to keep his love commandments, and we would take things that aren't ours. And we would want so many things more than God. And we wouldn't keep the commandments and keep close to him, though we said we do. A lot of days, what we really live is, we don't. The heart of God hurt. Oh, that their hearts would be inclined, would lean towards the wonder and awe of me, lean towards keeping all my commands, because they want to keep close to my heart and my unconditional, unbeatable, unfailing, unending, unwrappable love. God gives the love commandments to us. God gives himself, Jesus, to keep the love commandment for us. I wonder, how do these 10 love commandments show us God's love? That's the end of our story for day 10 of our Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. I hope you're enjoying the stories, because I'm really enjoying reading them for you. So, night-night everybody, sleep tight, and we'll be here with a new story tomorrow.